We'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is April 27th, 2026. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Patrick, your chair, would you like to start?
Patrick Manning, board chair.
Stephanie Nass, board secretary.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Jim Elder with Davidson.
Iroquois with Davidson.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first off, we need to have a public hearing, and that is to amend the 2025 budget, and Shelby will walk through that. But what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
Before we make a motion, can I ask who let Sam in?
Good question. Christy did not block him or Kira.
Do I need to drop ASAP?
No. I'll make a motion to begin the public hearing.
Thanks,
I
Patrick.
second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Shelby, we're now in a public hearing to talk about the 2025 budget amendment. So will you walk through it for us?
Yeah, I will. So, board, we covered this at the last meeting. I'm just gonna pull up the December 31 financial statements again. The administrative costs for 2025 just came in a little bit higher than the budget. So this was about 59,000 compared to that budget of 54,000. So we just are increasing the expenditures here for general fund only to account for that. So any questions or kind of refresh from what we discussed last time?
Nope.
Okay.
None.
Okay. I don't see any members of the public that have joined. So, with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Steph.
Seconded.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, next up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, January 26th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have no comments.
Okay, could I get a motion to approve then?
Go ahead, Steph.
I make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from the January 26, 2026 meeting.
Thanks, Steph.
Seconded.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up here is the actual resolution that adopts the amendments to the 25 budget. It's the same resolution we go through every year for the budget. So, do you guys have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve a resolution 2026-02?
I'll make a motion.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Second.
You want to vote aye on that, Patrick? We'll count that as unanimous. All right. Next up
All
are
right.
the quarterly financials. So, Shelby, as soon as it stops sharing. There we go.
All right. These are first quarter financial statements for the district. So starting here on the balance sheet for all funds, total assets were about 222,200,000. There's a large item in here again for the assessment receivable. So that represents kind of the remaining balance of that assessment after the prepayments that have been received in the last few months. Aside from that, capital projects funds, there's still about 9.8 million available in funds there as of March 31st. 202,000 in assets for the debt service fund of the Series 2024. So these funds are all restricted to those assessment bonds. about 9.6 million in the debt service fund for the 2021 and 2024 C bonds. So those are going to be the property tax bonds. Steph, I know we had some emails, but these amounts here in the checking and the operating account at Mountain America, these need to be transferred over to UMB if you haven't done that already.
Okay, do you have their, sorry, do you have their wire instructions for where that needs to go so I can just make sure it gets to the right place?
We do. Yep, I'll email that to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then in the general fund, about 43,000 here. So Steph, again, just kind of mechanics of this. Once these funds are sent to UMB, we'll then coordinate with you to provide a letter to UMB, and they'll send the admin carve-out funds back to the district for you to then deposit back into that checking account and use for the administrative costs. So we'll just, of course, kind of keep you in the loop on that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And then accounts payable, just under 30,000, which includes current administrative costs and then paying agent fees that we're working with the trustee on to make sure those are invoiced and collected. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. So here, expenses through first quarter about 13,000, representing accounting and legal costs. Auditing will be incurred a little bit later as we proceed through the 2025 audit field work. And then same with insurance, that'll likely be kind of a summer expense here. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. Revenues through first quarter, just interest income of about 50,000. Quick caveat, we did initially budget the 2024 assessment bonds in the same fund, splitting those out, and we'll kind of fix that budget item when we do the annual budget later this year. Expenses for the 2021 bonds, about 1.6 million in interest paid. The transfers out is just the kind of beginning balance for those assessment bonds. So that leaves just under 5.2 million in assets tied to the property tax bonds. Next page is the debt service fund for the assessment bonds. So here, interest has been earned about 225,000. Assessment revenue is just under 2.2 million. And then transfers in. There will be a bond payment coming up on June 1, which will be interest, which property owner funded kind of towards the end of last year, and then the prepayments on the bonds from those assessments that have come in for the individual lots. Then last page is the capital projects fund. We have interest income here about 174,000, capital expenditures about 9.4 million. Again, just under 9.8 million remaining as of the end of first quarter. Any questions, or would you like me to go into any further detail on the financials?
Good with me.
Okay.
Steph, you good?
Sorry, I couldn't get off mute. Yes, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Shelby, is that everything?
That is, I Michael, the one question I had, I didn't realize until this morning, we didn't have the payment listing on the agenda. I don't know if we can just loop that in with the first quarter financials. We did
Yeah.
prepare and send this out. So this is the payment listing from first quarter. Board, you'll remember this from last quarter when we kind of instated this. So most of this is capital outlay expenses. Here's the bond payment on the 2021 A's for interest. I'm happy to take any questions, but you guys all see these, so I'm sure you're familiar with them already.
Yep.
Okay.
And Patrick, your guys are great about when they do the requisitions, just so you know. They're pretty thorough.
Awesome.
Yep, they're good to work with. Okay, so what I would need then, board, is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
And make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Great. Thanks, Steph.
Seconded.
Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, last up are the new conflict of interest disclosures. So Tyler's kind of the lead expert on it. So Tyler, do you want to explain for us?
Will do. I'm just going to quickly share my screen so you guys can see what the updated conflict of interest disclosure paperwork looks like. So The Utah legislature recently passed a law requiring that all public entities, of which the PID is a public entity, the board members of such entities have to fill out these conflict of interest disclosure. This replaces any other conflict of interest disclosure that we've previously done. And I did send out an email to these to you guys with this as well last month, and after this meeting I'll circulate it again so it's at the top of your inbox. It's significantly more detailed than the prior disclosure. I guess the legislature figured, well, we have to fill this out, so let's inflict that pain on everyone else. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to reach out to us. There are, as you can see, there's lots more questions than our previous version, which only had four or five. So that's what it looks like. Look for an email from me. If you guys can fill it out and get it to us as soon as possible, that'd be great.
Is there not that I'm going to delay, but is there a deadline for getting it back? I'm assuming there is.
Yeah, technically, you have a window January 1st to January 31st.
Yeah.
It didn't come into effect until what time, Tyler? Just this past year.
Yeah, just this past year. So they're giving us some leeway in getting it on file, but technically the way that they've passed it is the due date is technically passed. So
So it's supposed to be when the count or when the district recorder finds out we haven't done it, then there's supposed to be a $100 fine and it can be up to a Class B misdemeanor. Now, that never has happened, but I guess they have to do it literally, so they felt like everybody else had to.
I think it would be funny if we could not tell Brett. That would be kind of funny for him to have a Class B misdemeanor on his record.
Yeah, that actually would be funny.
he actually sent us a filled out. Well, he thought it was filled out, but it was actually entirely blank.
Oh,
So I had to
okay.
follow up with
It's saying, unfortunately, Patrick, this call is being recorded.
Totally good. Totally good. So,
Conspired
and
to give
I also want to
someone
know
Class
why.
B misdemeanor. There you go.
I
Patrick
also
is
want to, yeah, I
recording.
also want to know why Michael was supportive of this bill.
I was not. But yeah, you look at some of those guys up there and you wonder, why did they make us do it?
Yeah.
So, one other thing we need to talk about is one of the other changes they did this year was for all PIDs. We need to have a board meeting either in the district or in the sponsoring entity's boundaries. So with you guys, can we just list the resort and then have somebody at least there have a laptop and join the meeting? And that way we can say that it's the anchor location.
Yeah, if you don't mind, if this isn't too much trouble, if you don't mind emailing us that request and copy Danny. I don't know if you know
Okay.
Danny, but anyway.
I don't
Okay.
think I have Danny's info.
Okay. It's if do you want to take down her email address?
Sure.
It's DANI dot JAE at blackdesertresort.com. She'll just make sure that I know in advance to be at the resort on that day and have a laptop.
Yeah, and really appreciate it. But just so you're aware, it doesn't even have to be you. It just someone has to log in with it and just be on the Zoom call. So
Got it. Okay.
is there somewhere we can pulse the agenda as well?
So, Patrick, somewhere close to wherever they're going to do it, we need to have them post the actual agenda. And it technically needs to be done 24 hours before the meeting.
Okay,
So,
yeah, we can do that.
yeah, so there was an issue where an elderly gentleman up with a PID that's in Payson, where he wanted to go, he didn't know how to get online to connect with the Zoom call. So he went to his legislator, who is in the same ward, and kind of complained to him. And so that legislator is the one who wrote the bill. And it was kind of hard to kill it, but so it passed. So, but it only applies to PIDs. That's what's interesting. Doesn't apply to the other districts.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Sam, Kira, do you guys have anything?
Nothing on my end.
Nothing here.
Okay, perfect. Steph, anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Patrick, you good?
And my audio's gotten really bad.
Okay.
15 seconds.
Well, you're a little breaking up, so I don't have anything else. So last thing we would need is a motion to adjourn.
I second Patrick.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thanks.